Genesis Avalon. Episode 9, Silver Tongues and Snake Charmers.
Should go see her.
I'm not in much of a rush to, Noir. I don't really want to, either.
Be that as it may, she could be allowed to explain herself. You know, she honestly didn't think Obsidian would start this insane plan of his again.
There's that name. Okay, Noir. Answer this for me, then. What did Obsidian do to Asara?
Many things. None of which were very pleasant.
He's dodging the question. Bad kitty, no biscuit.
Excuse me? Oh, hell, don't tell me you're going to let your friend in on everything.
Okay, I won't. Have a seat, Z.
What?
Easy, kitty, I don't bite. Well, not you anyway, I get fur in my teeth. So, Obsidian's the big demon guy Jay told me about. What's he got to do with your mentor chick? Whoever she is.
I was trying to get Noir to tell me when you showed up. Son of a bitch. It never ends. Asara.
Sorry to show up like this. I never really expected that I'd need to come to your home. Do you have a minute? I really need to talk to you.
Yeah, sure. I needed to tell you something as well.
Oh, I get it. You must be the mentor chick.
What did she just call me?
Well, so much for easing you into this one.
Ease me into what? Come on, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Quit talking around me.
Well, gee, Alice, since you are so nice. I know about Jay being Avalon, okay? Don't worry, though. Not like I have anyone I'd want to tell. Yeah, because, you know, talking cats, yeah, that's something you want to go around telling people about. Anyway, I'm just her moral support, you know, so, you know, when she has problems and needs someone to talk to, I can be, like, all Dr. Phil for her or something.
I can't. You, how could... Okay, what part of secret identity don't you get?
I was about ready to blow apart from the inside, Asara. I'm entitled to have one person in this world I don't have to lie to. After all, you have Dr. Matthews.
Well, Leanne and I are not what you would call friends. My life as Avalon destroyed my life as Asara. The only reason Leanne found out was because she was determined to. This wasn't a good idea.
Well, it's done now, and I'm not taking it back. If you have anything to tell me, you can tell her, too. I need a confidant, Asara. If you can't understand that, then you know nothing about me.
I suppose you're right. You were never really a loner, and being Avalon doesn't need to make you one, as someone I know told me. Okay, well... That being said, I would still like to speak with you for a moment alone. You can tell your friend when I'm gone if you must.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, about everything with Obsidian, I called someone in to help you, and I want you to meet him later today. His name's...
Sorry. I'll turn it off.
No, answer it. It's fine.
Hello?
Jay, hey. You got a minute? I need you to meet me down at the bar. It's important.
The one you work at, right?
Yeah, that's the only one I go to, Jay.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Okay, be there in a few.
Thanks.
I have to...
Go, it's fine. Just... Jaina, I need you to please come by later today, when you have time. It's important.
Yeah, sure. I gotta go. I'll show you out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine, thanks.
Yo, Noir. Chip? Beer? Catnip mojito?
Oh, good God.
Hey, Nat. What's up?
Hey, Jay. I just thought you'd like to see someone.
What are you talking about?
Look over in the corner.
Is that...
Yeah, your friend Alexander. He's been here for hours, not even drinking, just staring into space. I thought maybe you'd want to talk to him.
Why would you think I'd want to talk to him?
I don't know, he just... Jay, he doesn't seem like that bad a guy. And I hate to say it, but our mutual friend Avalon is the reason his life went down the tube. At least that's what I could get out of him. That, and he's lonely, Jay. Just try. Maybe you'll make his day better.
Great, fantastic. Spectacular. Ugh. Julian? Hey.
Oh, look who it is. Don't worry. I can't screw up your life anymore. You and your friend are safe.
Stop it. I didn't come over here to bitch at you.
That's good, because I wouldn't listen to it. Martin's dead, and it's Avalon's fault. So you've got no right.
You know, I came over here because you were upset, and I thought just maybe that you'd like company. I can tell I was wrong.
Wait. I'm sorry. You didn't do this. Come on, sit down. Promise I'll stop bad-mouthing people.
So, what have you been doing?
Not much, really. Sitting here thinking about how my job is gone and my girlfriend won't talk to me. And that Martin's memorial service is in a week.
Your girlfriend? What happened?
She didn't like Avalon. From the get-go. Guess I should have listened to her. Funny. When she got hurt, I would have moved heaven and earth to get her help. And Tanya wouldn't even let her in the door. Now... I saved her, and she killed a good friend of mine. And because my stories on Avalon lost me my job, Tanya wants nothing to do with me. She changed the locks and told me she wouldn't deal with it. Hell, who needs her?
I don't... Julian, Avalon, she doesn't fight crime like Batman or something. Those are demons. She told me that much. I've seen those demons. She wouldn't have killed Martin unless she knew...
Knew what? The fact alone that she even knew it was Martin should have meant there was some way to save him.
As what? A shell of a man once a demon? Tell me, Julian, how can that be a life worth living? I'm not condoning what she did, but I understand why she felt it had to be done. At any rate, don't let this ruin your life. You'll find another job. I know you will.
Yeah. Selling balloons on the street.
Don't be like that. I'm being serious here. You'll get through all of it. If you want, I can help you.
help me? How?
Tell you what. Let me take you to a movie tomorrow or something. Loosen you up a little. I'm sure things will get better.
What the hell? Can't do any harm. Sounds nice.
Great! Okay, so yeah, I'm an idiot. Ugh, I can't believe this. Inviting him to a movie? What the hell was I doped up on when I thought that was a good idea? I've got to be knocking futs. Oh my god. What am I feeling? There's a demon here. Or something. Not a damn fool. Not Superman. Running is so much easier when I transform. There! Behind that semi. The alley's cut off. Genesis! There's a demon here. What on earth am I feeling? It's daylight. I'm on my own right now. Nothing from up here. What am I sensing? This is strange. Like a shiver running up my spine. Not fun. Wait, she's familiar. Don't I know her from somewhere? And that's Roxy?
Ah, Avalon! Perfect timing! I was hoping you'd arrive.
Lilith, we have a score to settle.
Now, don't get a cynic. You wouldn't want me to hurt your dear little friend here, would you?
What do you want, Lilith? Tell me before I kill you.
I want you to play nice, Avalon. My dear brother and I have decided to play a little game with you. Here. Catch.
What did you do to me?
Oh, just relax, Avalon. Take your time. It will all come to focus soon.
Where?
There you go. Now, let me tell you the rules, Avalon.
Where did you bring me?
It's a new lab, my dear brother's design. Now, pay close attention, Avalon.
Where are you, Lilith?
The rules are different. Get your name sent to the phone first. I'll leave. The other one is mine.
To help them. How can you do this to me, you bitch? Ugh. No time for self-pity, Avalon. Get in the game. You don't have much time. That wall wasn't there 5 seconds ago. My path is gone. Taunt all you like. I'm not giving up. I'm closer. Hang on. I'm coming. Where the hell did that come from? So close now. Ugh, the damn walls. So dizzy. On your feet, girl. You are not weak. Light.
Thank you.
You! Rox. Lilith, don't.
Congratulations, Avalon. You've won. I guess you won't be needing this one anymore, will you?
Rox.
I have missed that look of utter devastation on someone's face. You've made my day. And for that, I'll let you live. We'll play again, Avalon. Bye. Is she?
Roxy! Rox! Wake up!
Not have done something like that to Asara in a million years.
Whoever this new Avalon is, she's amazingly sensitive. It was Jaya's brother. It was like the old days. Sodom, Gomorrah, the Roman Colosseum.
Oh, I feel alive again!
You're letting your relation get the better of you, sister. You forget your place.
Oh, but this is my place! Causing havoc, watching others fall. Oh, I haven't done this in so long.
So then, the other girl, she is dead.
Yes. I killed her with the same dagger that you used when you killed Asara's little...
Yeah, there will be no talk of that. Asara is no longer Avalon, and I will play with her when the time is right. I think that now is the time when I engage with this new Avalon again myself.
That's not fair!
Some losses can't be counted.
Couldn't save her. Wasn't fast enough, smart enough.
And some secrets should never be kept.
Jay! You're... You didn't tell us.
But loss may put Jaina on the path to becoming a true hero. With a little help, of course.
Exodus!
The Cavalry, Episode 10, coming June 28th, 2010. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Jaina Masterson, Chris Hackney as Noir, Chris Britton as Obsidian, Kristen Bays as Lilith, Alicia Lane Matheson as Natalie Hall, Tracy Hall as Roxanne Dawes, Marlee Norton as Z. Lewis, Catherine Pride as Asara Templari, and Trisha Wise as Tanya Laramie. Written and directed by Catherine Pride. Original music by Kevin MacLeod. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2010, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2010, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.